They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
I don't know why you're hating on this. We're going to be rich. We are going to be rich off
of this,
man.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Because it's terrible. It's a tragedy. Is what it is. And it started with something so positive.
Mm.
Yesterday, we were discussing after the show.
Yeah.
The Texas Education Agency launched a new hotline to help students experiencing homelessness. So this is for students and their families, which is great. It provides real-time assistance, like if they need to enroll a kid in school or they need to find out what state and federal resources are available or where the food pantries are or literally whatever. Where they can go for the warming shelters, maybe, in the winter and things.
This is a beautiful thing. This really is.
And so as we were reading more about it, we discovered the number, the hotline itself, not so memorable.
That is a challenge.
Not as memorable as you'd want it to be,
Yeah, because
say.
It's a great resource, but you want it to stick in people's brains.
Yeah, like 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Yeah. Yes, but it is not like 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
It is not. It actually is 1-855-85-THCY or 1-855-858-3429.
Yeah, you see, it's okay. So that's a challenge, and we were and
what is that acronym? The acronym is
what is
Texas Education for Homeless Children and Youth.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I get how you got there, but you mentioned Cars for Kids. The reason you remember that is because of the jingle. The jingle 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Yep.
K A R S. We've heard it at some point, especially if you listen to the radio. And so my thought was, what they need is they need a jingle. And so I have created them not a jingle, an entire song.
It's trash.
An entire song.
It's absolute trash.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's let them decide. It's a little bit of this. Still learning, still dreaming. I felt like, you know, since we're on a country station, I would
make it folksy.
Yeah, exactly. And here, see what
not
you think,
country.
Guys. Here, check
she
it.
She has a backpack under the desk, worn out shoes and a heavy chest. Smiles at the teacher, pretends she's fine. But last night she slept in the back of the line. He's got a notebook full of plans, but no address to write at the top again. Dreams don't stop when the lights go dark. Even if you're living out of a car, there's a voice on the line. It's calling your name when the nights are too long.
Yeah.
You're tired of the rain. Oh, it's not gone. You don't have to be strong alone. Just dial 1-855-858-3410. They'll bring you
I'm
home.
Sorry, those weren't even numbers.
I mean, I know
that
I'm
makes
no...
less sense than Christmas shoes.
I'm no Taylor Swift, but, you know, I think it's... Okay, I will give you that. The kind of... But listen, chorus one more time.
There's a voice on the line. It's calling your name when the nights are too long and you're tired of the rain. Oh, it's not gone. You don't have to be strong alone. Just dial 1-855-858-3410. They'll bring you home.
I think you could have probably enunciated the
20,
to be fair,
it's
he
29.
Says it. He says it three different ways in three different choruses.
Are they all so indiscernible?
There's a
this is option two.
Stop playing. It.
Why? It's so good.
I called you.
We are going to be so rich, Katie.
Just I want 1-855-858-3410. They'll bring you.
What?
The whole point of this was to remember the phone number. Not to get caught up in a chorus that makes no sense.
Why does AI struggle so much with reading simple things? You wrote an entire song, but you can't stick the number? Look, you know, it's a starting point. A first draft.
Dreams after dark. It's when you would dream. Because it's night.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday with Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, happy Friday. Good morning. Thanks for being here today.
We'll kick things off with diamonds, diplomacy, and devastating candy prices. The things you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I keep forgetting this is a thing. The crater of Diamond State Park.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the only reason you should ever go to Arkansas.
There's, well, fair. Okay, all right, yes.
An Indiana man was visiting, and he discovered a 2.71 carat white diamond.
How much? Wait, two, what?
Almost 3 carats.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I guess in the diamond game, there's no almost about it, is there? It's 2.71 carats.
They're very precise.
But Dewey White found a round, pea-sized gem while sifting soil after several days of searching with his wife. The staff confirmed the find. He thought at first it was a piece of metal or glass. It's been nicknamed White's Hope and is the fourth largest discovered at the park this year.
This year. That's a pretty good incentive to get to the Diamond Park, Katie. That's a pretty good reason to drive east. That is nuts.
Also nuts, Israeli government votes to approve the peace deal that we discussed yesterday. The ceasefire is set to start soon, with Israel expected to pull its troops back to an agreed-upon line within 24 hours. After that, Hamas has 72 hours to hand over the 48 remaining hostages, including 20 believed to be alive.
Wow.
About 200 U.S. military members will work at a center in Israel to help with aid and watch how the agreement is carried out, but they say no U.S. troops will actually go into Gaza. And in a bit of Halloween news, they're saying the scariest thing you're going to see won't be haunted houses or decorations or anything like that, but the prices in the chocolate aisle.
Okay, so this is what everyone has been worried about.
But this is every year, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is nothing new. The price always goes up.
Yeah, but they say expect it to be pricier this Halloween because of the cost of cocoa. It's been crawling up real fast, roughly doubling since early 2024.
Oh, okay.
It's fueled by troubles in West Africa, where about 70% of the world's supply of cocoa actually comes from. Slammed by rains in 2023, followed by El Nino droughts in 2024, leading to 25% lowered output in the Ivory Coast, 31% reduction in Ghana. I mean,
so
that's a lot to contend with.
So basically, chocolate's about to get real dice. And again, like you mentioned, Katie, it was not inexpensive to buy Halloween candy
before. They say that prices have eased from recent peaks, but it's still more than 60% above January 2024.
That's not good news.
So I guess if you're out trick-or-treating with your kids, expect to see more non-chocolate handouts.
We call this subprime candy.
Subprimes. Or child's play. Child's play, always a great option. I just bought 3 big old bags for our trunk or treat.
Oh, Lord.
More on that coming up soon. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We do have tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
Not just tickets, we got a 4-pack.
4-pack, opening weekend, kicks off tomorrow.
Yes.
All week we've been doing it right about here.
Yes. But we still have them to come because we're going to take a break and flip it up because it's about to get real venti up in here. Not talking about coffee. Let's get a few things off our chest. That's next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. It's Friday, and it's time to get all of the week's energy out.
Why did this week feel like it was 5 weeks?
Because it was a monster week. It was a mountain to climb, but essentially, you're almost there. So let's just purge all of that energy today.
Do you know what I found out?
Mm.
In my neighborhood that I'm trying to escape in San Antonio. I found out that you can't have an open house when you're selling a home because you can't publicize the gate code.
Wait,
people would just have to instinctively know the gate code to be able to get behind said gate and discover there's an open house. Which means the only people in my neighborhood that could stumble upon it would be the people that already have homes.
That own those homes. You're telling me, Katie, we moved
here. Yeah, basically a year ago. Have I had any successful open houses? No. That would be why.
You've got to be kidding me. This entire time.
My new realtor asked.
And that's what
makes a little bit more sense now, doesn't it?
Katie, it's September. It's been nine months.
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah. Last year at this time, we were winning a CMA.
Yes, we were.
I am now celebrating my birthday poor. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
That is a dang good start.
Thank you.
Now, again, we do this so you guys can do the same. 713-881-5500, because sometimes you just want to, get it off your chest. You just want to vent. You just want to ask, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
And if that is you,
what's up with that?
And you want to share one with us, call us. We'll see what y'all have coming up next on Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Now I'm just angrier than I was.
To everyone except Katie's HOA in San Antonio. I
thought it was bad that they closed the gate to trick-or-treaters.
She had not told me that before just now, and I'm enraged. So it's another edition of What's Up With That. If you've got something to get off your chest, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hey, you wanted people to call in and vent, right?
Well,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
I did, yes. We're giving you an opportunity to call in and vent. Obviously, whatever you have for us will probably greatly, greatly impact that.
Okay, well, I've been fuming all week about this, and honestly, I just need to get it off my chest.
Okay.
So, I run an event company. You know, we decorate for parties, weddings, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
So, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's hard to find quality help these days.
Right. Now we know that seems like an everyone problem right now.
Right? It's crazy. So we had a quinceañera this past weekend and we were setting up and I had this new hire that assured me they wanted to go into event planning, had a good resume, you know, all that. And I hired her and she's working the event.
Okay.
So it's her first day on the job. So we set up. The event ends, and we're going to break everything down. So I'm, like, looking for her, right? I'm wondering if she's in the bathroom or something. I ask one of my other crew members if, like, they've seen her. And they're like, oh, she stepped outside for some air.
Okay, all right. So what are we talking about? Like, smoke break? Was she, like, drinking on the job?
Taking a phone call?
Yeah.
No. I walk outside looking for her, and one of the people from the party says she left in an Uber about a half hour ago.
Really?
Yeah, took off. Just got in. Poof. Just quit in the middle of the shift. I was like, who does that?
How old was she, this hire?
I don't know. Like, maybe 20. She's still in college. Okay. Like, I've been giving it a few days before I call her and get the rest of the story. But honestly, I've never been so disappointed.
Why are you going to call her?
Yeah. Like she quit, right? Like,
or no.
Well, first off, she needs to know that kind of behavior isn't going to be accepted in life. I mean, I don't know how her parents haven't taught her about simple responsibility, but if they aren't going to do that, then I feel like I should say something. Like, I need to.
Is it possible she thinks she still works for you? I mean, like, maybe she just thought it was cleanup, right? It wasn't exactly like in the middle of the shift. It was more towards the end of the shift.
I mean,
maybe
it could
she
be
thought
a
she was done.
Misunderstanding, but you don't think you should just, like, move on, hire someone else, chalk it up as
Look,
a miss, or...
No. If I don't confront her about this, she's just going to think that that's how you leave a job, right? That doesn't help her next boss or honestly do her any favors. I'm just in awe and like amazed that it happened at all.
I think she still thinks she's your employee.
You think
that's
so?
That's how you should start that conversation, but
interesting.
But I'm with you.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much for getting this off your chest this morning.
Thank you.
So how are you supposed to handle that? You really think that she might have just, you know, not intending on quitting, just like, okay, my work day is over now.
Yeah.
And oh Lord, like,
I mean, she had a resume, so maybe not, but it would depend on her job history.
Cause I have heard that people are inclined occasionally to just say, you know, I'm done.
I put in my time.
Right.
Feels about right.
I mean,
she's
going
to go.
What do you guys think? Is that like a follow-up thing or 713-881-5500 is our phone number?
I think if she waited long enough, the girl would call.
Like, just
and
oh,
ask.
Okay,
like,
that's
hey,
another option. Yeah, just.
When's the next shift?
How would you deal with this? What are you supposed to do? Call us. We'll talk to you coming up. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500 as we continue another round of... What's up with that?
What's up with that?
You honestly think that she wasn't quitting?
No, so The woman who called in was upset because her new hire dipped in the middle of a shift.
Yes.
They were setting up for an event. The event begins.
Yeah.
Event concludes. They go to take everything down. Only, whoops, new hire's gone. At some point, she left during the function.
Which I would read as she just quit her job.
I don't think so. I think she just legitimately might have thought that her time was over.
Well, let's see what you guys think.
No longer needed.
Many of you have employees. Perhaps you have opinions. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I think that she just, she thinks that, like, she's a planner. You know what I mean? She doesn't have to clean up. I don't believe that she's,
Yeah. She doesn't get the full scope of the work.
You think that right. She's somehow...
She wants the fun stuff.
Yeah, because she has an interest, she has a resume.
Unless it's been explained to her...
That you are the
that's
help.
Part of the job.
Yeah. That's...
She's going to leave into the event.
Yeah, like, you have to clean up and everything. Like, you have to finish the event. You have to complete it. Not just set up and come and make sure things are smooth and then leave. I think that she's... You know, she legit thinks, like, hey, I'm just, you know, I finished my work. It's time for me to go.
Yeah,
I'm out of here.
She probably left thinking, man, I did a great job.
right. You know, she's like patting herself on the back,
well,
like, here we
that.
Go.
Well, you know what? That's better than, like, just deciding, hey, I'm done with this job, whatever. But, like, how do you deal with, do you cut her? Is this a teaching moment, potentially? Okay. Like, what do you do?
Maybe for both parties.
I think it's a learning point, right? Like, she's young, she's fresh out of college, you know, maybe she has a resume and has worked, but this is where you develop that character and just say, hey, look, like, you know, when we do these jobs, it's from setup to finish. Like,
yes.
We're not just planning it and then we leave and, you know, the hired help cleans up. No,
we
you have to make sure
help.
That everything's... Exactly.
I'm trying to think if I ever misread a situation that badly at a work thing. Because, like, my initial reaction is, like, whenever you leave a work thing, you check in with your supervisor and be like,
am I good to go?
Yeah, am I good to go?
Yeah, because sometimes people will cut someone early.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, I wonder if she thinks, like, hey, I am the supervisor, because she's the event planner, right? So she might think, hey, you know, I'm the person, I feel like I planned my job, and, you know,
I just think it's her first day, and I also think for the woman who called, I think she should say next time, like you said, it's from beginning until the end, but also give sort of a time frame.
Yeah,
like, I'm thinking it's going to last about X amount of hours, but be prepared to say a bit later if necessary.
Yeah,
right. Most shifts have some kind of time affixed to it, whether it's the time your restaurant closes or your store closes.
There's a window. Because
it's not like you're working indefinitely.
You got to know when it's allowed for you to go hit the bar afterwards, right? Like, I mean,
right.
Well, work.
Don't just dip out. Like, all right, here we go. You know, I'm out of here. No, I mean, you actually have to, you know, just set a timeline and just say, hey, look, you know, make sure everything's cleaned up, customers happy, and then we're good to go.
Yeah,
you know,
man, employment.
What's up with that?
Interpersonal communications at the office. Dude, thank you so much for weighing in today. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Same. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Opening weekend for Renaissance Festival, and we have got your 4-pack of tickets to any of the weekends. Keep listening. That's coming up later on this morning.
Before that, Rob Roberson's execution was halted yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah.
We talked about this. Oh, my
word.
Yes,
we did. Also, Tesla's and FSD finally getting the attention they deserve.
Okay.
And a Houston boys' school wants to destroy your kids' phones. The news you need to know.
Wait.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Let's talk Western Academy. It's a Houston boys' school.
All right.
They've implemented a pretty strict, I'd say, new cell phone ban, stating any device brought onto campus will be destroyed.
Destroyed?
Yeah, not just they'll take it. It'll be destroyed.
Destroyed.
Also, students will face suspension or expulsion for repeat offenses.
Oh, wow. So
if they get more phones?
That's the thing. How rich can they possibly be to have multiple offenses? I mean, I just a private school is a private school.
Can you make an insurance claim on that? Or
my principal stepped on it? Or
so the headmaster emphasized that parents are responsible for ensuring their kiddos do not bring phones to school, citing concerns about communication, maturity, all of that.
Okay.
The school aims to protect students from harmful content and believes smartphones are not necessary for students at their institution.
I don't disagree with this. I don't. The destroying it is interesting to me because these are, in fact, really expensive.
Yeah.
But wow.
They're pocket computers.
But obviously, you know, if you want to send a message...
Sure.
That's about the biggest message you can send.
Does the school have a landline?
I'm going to assume you have some way.
You have to have some way to call.
You have to have some way to communicate.
Because even when we were growing up and cell phones were not this rampant.
Yeah.
That's why I was given one eventually. It's because after school activities when I needed to call home for a ride.
You got
to
have the ability to summon your parents.
Know
right.
At what time something was going to end.
I mean, I would love to hear what y'all think about that as a potential solution, but
yikes.
Wow.
Remember when that Tesla robotaxi drove into oncoming traffic during its debut in Austin?
I do. We talked about it.
Now it seems Tesla's under investigation again after more than a dozen similar complaints having to do with the dangers of automation and the full self-driving mode have come to light. Some of the concerns: FSD vehicles fail to obey red lights, cross double yellow lane markings with even when proceeding straight, attempted to turn onto a road in the wrong direction despite warning road signs, which obviously the car can't read, and self-driving vehicles, much like that first taxi, seem to have a thing for driving into opposing lanes of travel, especially during turns.
Wow. I have yet to meet someone who actually uses full self-driving, but it seems to me like that would be a stressful way to live.
Don't you?
You have to pay big money.
The whole idea is FSD is it's partial automation, and you're supposed to be engaged and attentive as the driver.
Right.
But this investigation specifically is looking into whether the tech is hindering the driver's ability to do that.
Well,
to supervise, because it's not giving them any warnings before it does all this weird stuff.
It thinks it's going in the right direction, and then you try to pull it back, and what does it do? Is it going to listen to car or you?
Or like with some of the red lights, it's like it would stop at a red light, and then it would go.
I mean, does this work?
Without telling you it was going to go, and it's led to crashes and things. There have been some injuries
It's terrifying to think that your car could absolutely betray you if you drive a Tesla.
3 million vehicles are equipped with FSD.
There's 3 million Teslas with...
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
With Teslas, drivers pay $99 a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
super
Tesla
expensive.
Promises an advanced system that assists with the burdensome parts of driving.
Like driving.
And works along features
staying
like
on the correct
emergency
side of the
braking,
road.
Collision warning, and blind spot monitoring. The important bits.
Amazing. And terrifying at the same time. Wow.
Because, again, collisions still have happened. So, we'll have to wait and see how that all resolves. But even long before the investigation, people have been claiming FSD is dangerous. Automotive research from a different firm said drivers have to intervene an average of once every 13 miles with a Tesla.
That's pretty...
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Again, love veering into oncoming traffic these things. And it's a pretty big news. I know we talked about the case of Rob Robertson. It was a bit more controversial than we'd anticipated.
It really was. I think it still is for a lot of people.
We found the story in conjunction with John Grisham. He wrote a whole book about this guy and his innocence, about how an innocent man was about to be put to death. And he's been granted a stay of execution, and really at the 11th hour, because he was set to be executed in 6 days.
October
16th. So the court cited Texas's 2013 junk science law, allowing review when convictions rest on now discredited scientific evidence. Because Robertson's conviction was heavily based on shaken baby syndrome, which many experts now view as scientifically unreliable, the court sent his case back to the original trial court for further review. So that means it's going back to the Anderson County Court. They've got to reevaluate the evidence under modern scientific standards, which could lead to a new trial or some form of relief.
I mean, I think, you know, regardless of how you feel about it, get it right. You know, go back.
There's
get
no
it
timeline
right,
here.
Figure it out.
It is the third time Robertson execution has been stayed since 2016.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Fredo and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
Hey, I know it's not the time for the weigh in on anything, but what she was saying about the Teslas and everything.
Ooh.
I got two things. One, have you ever seen the movie I, Robot?
Yes.
Many times.
Yes.
I mean, there you go.
One robot is the basis for all of my fears as well.
Let's say I, Robot. Let's add a few more to the pile. Terminator. Obviously, Terminator 2. Wall-E. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There are so many things that make me... And I love... It's taken me a while to get nervous about Teslas. I was like all in at first, and then Katie was all out.
No.
And slowly.
What's my main argument? My computer doesn't even work all of the time.
And that's a great argument.
Why would I let a car drive me around?
Yes, exactly. There ain't no way I will never spend my money on anything that will drive itself.
Mm-mm.
You know what's funny is if you look around, and I wouldn't recommend looking around too terribly much on a Houston highway. But,
especially not if you're driving a Tesla.
Yeah, if you do, and because a lot of people have them, you can see the ones that are utilizing that technology many times because they're just letting it do its thing. And again, that is
their own detriment.
Great, if it works, but as Katie mentioned, computers break, and you know,
another thing. I'm a truck driver.
Oh,
I see all kind of crap all the time.
Well, how do you feel about the automated trucks they're trying to do now?
They want to pay a driver to ride in the truck with it while it's driving, in case something goes wrong. I said,
In case something goes wrong,
I will not.
What are you supposed to? How are you supposed to get that feedback on track?
That's a horrible job. Don't take that job.
Exactly.
Just be a stunt double. I mean, Jesus.
Wow.
I don't even like team driving because then I'm not in control of the truck.
Right.
I want to be in control of the truck that I'm driving.
That'll take years off your life. Best case scenario. Worst case scenario. It'll take all the years off your life.
Yes.
Very, very quickly. Dude, thank you so much. Stay safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. I got to kick off Houston. I have a problem. We'll do that coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Mark, thanks for letting us take a crack at this thing, man.
Yeah, thanks. You know, Kebra's really sweet and special, so this whole thing, it kind of sucks. I just thought this whole thing, you know, would have gone better. Like, it wasn't some random internet meetup or something. You know, our friend set us up.
Okay.
She's kind of new in town, but... She fell in with the group pretty quickly, so, I mean, we didn't really know each other well, but we were at least aware of each other, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And I've seen her a few times at parties and stuff.
All right. Okay. Sounds like a plus, man.
Well,
so,
why did y'all never talk at one of these things, like when y'all were running into one another? Or what was it that made your friends think that this would work, the two of you?
Yeah.
I actually tried to talk to her a few times, but it was always, like, the middle of something else was going on, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what can you do? You know, I was just happy that they saw the potential because it turns out me and Kebra, you know, we have a lot in common. Like, I mean, I'm sure you can hear him right now. We both have dogs.
That's called me anything else. Lots of people have dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like my dog, he goes everywhere with me. I mean, like he's like a huge part of my life, and it's always been this way.
Okay.
I mean, I couldn't be with somebody who couldn't understand that bond. I mean, check it out. Like, since I've been a kid, I've always just been a huge dog person, and sometimes you meet somebody who's just not.
You've actually met people that don't like dogs?
Or
do they just not like your dog?
Well, sometimes it's both. I guess.
Right.
It depends. I mean, I know dogs in general can be a pain in the sometimes to people. And, you know, there's a lot of work involved with caring for him and doing it proper.
True.
And sometimes it can be too much. I mean, Jack, he sleeps in my bed with me.
Oh.
And that for her, you know, it wasn't a big deal.
Oh.
Good. And, you know, that's at least one thing we could cross off the list is all I'm saying.
It's
you know,
not a bad place to start, man. I mean,
something.
Like,
yeah.
All right. So where'd y'all go on your date?
We decided to keep it simple and just, you know, do like a puppy play date kind of thing.
But did y'all get along like the you know, you and the other three of the squad?
Yeah, for the most part. Zeus was a little more rambunctious than usual. I mean, he's usually really high energy of a dog, but that, you know, this was kind of next level. And he kind of went after Kebra's leg for a minute.
I'm sorry. He attacked Kebra?
Really?
No, not a sort of attack. It wasn't really an attack. It was more like
Oh, the other kind. Okay, got it. Yeah, right.
And it was kind of awkward. But, you know, there's nothing you can really do but laugh at
him. Yeah,
right?
Sure.
You know, okay, right.
I corrected him. I got him off. I tried to make a joke out of it. But I do think it threw her off a bit. I mean, he's a big guy, so I get it.
Dude.
And it's definitely not the most comfortable moment, you know, especially when you're on a date.
Do you think you should have played the date differently? I
mean, the entire date.
Things happen, man, but, like, come on.
I guess, maybe. I mean, to me, chilling with Zeus is my idea of a good time. But Kebra might not have been looking for that.
Right. We got Kebra's numbers. We're going to get it lined up and see what we can do. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Mark and Kebra had some mutual friends. He took her on a dog-themed date.
They went for a puppy play
day. They went for a puppy play day.
Kebra got assaulted.
Attacked.
Yeah.
Attacked. Not in that way.
No, the other way.
But yeah, the dog got a little excited.
Yeah.
To be where they were.
Big dog.
And now Mark's not here and back. So did that have something to do with this? Maybe he planned the wrong kind of date for Kebra?
I think so.
Let's get her on the phone and see if we can't salvage this thing. Hey, is this Kebra?
Yes, who is this?
Hey, Kebra, Frito and Katie from The Bull. We got an email about you and wanted to reach out and maybe smooth some things over.
Who?
You know a guy named Mark?
Yeah. Okay, well, okay. I do know Mark.
Right, that's the guy. So, like, what do we think?
Okay, Mark is a really sweet guy. Yeah, don't get me wrong here.
Sensing a butt. So what's the issue?
I just want to say really frustrating. Like, he has this dog, right?
Yeah, the dog
is like...
All right, look, I see where this is going, and I just want you to know that you saw him on a really bad day, and he was over the line, and for that, I'm really sorry. I also think that you know, that it wasn't the most romantic first date.
Okay, first of all, hi, I guess. Yeah, I guess I should have realized that you would be on the phone, radio and all. Whatever. Either way, like, look, it's great, and that's really nice. It really is, but, like, okay, have you ever, like, thought about maybe why Zeus is so full of, like, energy?
Because he's a hyper breed, you know? I mean, and he's a dog.
Do you think it's because you never got him snipped?
Oh.
What? Why?
I mean, maybe because it's, like, their responsible thing for a pet owner to do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, beyond it being the best option for the actual dog health-wise and ensuring that you aren't directly responsible for putting more strays on the streets of this city, like, God, your dog is literally in hell. Like, he has urges and needs that he can't meet. Like, you're not allowing him to get that energy out. And that, like, imagine if it was you. That's so cruel. Like, you need to have him neutered. And he's just a dog, okay? Like, he doesn't need to be worrying about all of that. And it's going to be easier for you to manage. So it's just...
Look, we manage just fine, thanks. But I don't get it. I mean, he's not your dog. Is this really that big of an issue?
And that's why I didn't bring it up before. But, like, yes, it is that big of an issue. Like, it's really irresponsible. And I feel for Zeus. Like, it's almost abusive in a way. And, like, I know that's not something that you're intending to do, but it just seems like...
Number one, it's not abusive. And you're acting like this is some sort of, like, requirement or something. It's not. You do not have to get your dogs...
There's no law about it.
No, but, like, is there a reason you let him keep them? Yeah, like, help us understand.
I guess I just can't really imagine doing that to him, you know? I mean, you want me to take his manhood from him? I mean, he doesn't understand.
No, he's a dog, though. He's not thinking about it the way you are. He just knows that he has this, like, itch that he can never, ever scratch. Like, can you imagine running around being horny all the time?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think other guys will see where I'm coming from. But I mean,
that's so a fair point. Like, God.
I know you think you're doing this great, nice, the wonderful thing for your dog and his balls, but you're not. You need to get it taken care of. Like, on top of everything else, it's just disgusting. They're, like, hanging around back there. The aesthetic is wrong. It's just cringy.
His berries are cringy. What?
Okay. Kebra, just so we're straight on this. How big of a deal is this to you? Like, how big? Does he need to have his dog altered?
He's a big dog.
to see you again?
Yeah.
Well,
How big of a deal, Mark?
That's what I'm asking.
I want Mark to be open to the idea of it, okay? I'm not, like, requesting that he drives to the clinic right now. But, like, we need to talk about it at the very least. Like, get some... I don't know, y'all.
I mean, I just have a problem with the idea in general. I think it's going to mess him up. And, you know, like, what if he can't forgive me? Or, like, what if something goes wrong? Like, I couldn't think of, like, what it would be
Okay. Hang on the line for a few minutes. We'll answer some calls and see what we're thinking here in just a few minutes. Okay? Y'all good with that?
Okay.
Sure.
Boy.
Yeah, I also kind of want to know how big they are.
No one. Oh, boy. Let's not take that any further than we need to. How big of a deal is that?
You're supposed to do it, right?
I
really only get female dogs.
The only
male I've ever had was kind of... given to me when my brother left for the army.
Rocky. I'm sure you guys have opinions on this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number, if you want to chime in today, 713-881-5500.
Trying to figure out this Mark Kebra situation with his dog Zeus not getting neutered.
That's a red line
for
her.
Deal breaker for you?
All right, let's see what you guys think. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Good morning. I'm in agreement with her.
Oh, okay.
He needs to get the dog fixed. I had my dog fixed and never had any problems. He doesn't know any different.
No,
okay. He doesn't have all his equipment.
So that's okay. So that's important because I think what he's thinking is like this is somehow going to change his dog, right? He obviously doesn't. You're saying that that's not something he should worry about at all.
No, it's not the dog. He said the dog may not forgive him. Oh, that's bull crap.
Well, how do you know? No, exactly. Be really, really nice to him after that.
Well, and Kebra mentioned the neutering would be good for his hyperactivity.
Yes.
But isn't it also good for things like aggression?
It is. It's absolutely good for aggression.
So it does change him, but in positive ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 If the dog is a runner, it
will curb all that.
It will, because that's why the dog is running. She's not wrong. That's why the dog is running. And anyway, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Good morning. What do you have for us today?
So, honestly, it seems like he's more worried about the emasculation of getting his dog neutered than he actually is about maintaining, like, the health of the dog. Because his dog is full of testosterone right now that he can't use.
It's
going to make him... so much more aggressive. And I say this as somebody that has bred dogs, has had 15 dogs. Like, it's going to cause issues, and especially bringing a female into any environment.
Right.
Even if it's a human female, there's still the pheromones, there's still the progesterone, there's still the estrogen that this dog is sensing, and it's going to cause issues.
You're speaking from experience.
Exactly. And your experience is actually kind of important, because that's what I was wondering. I was like, hey, is he... breeding this dog.
No, because people are very vocal about that, aren't they?
That's what I mean. That's not necessarily
what I'm
talking about.
He would have said straight away, it's because I breed him.
Yeah.
If you are a responsible breeder, you will make sure that that dog is trained so that it doesn't do that. But if you're just like, nah, man, I can't imagine doing that and emasculating him. Honey, it's not the dog that's emasculated. It's you. Go get therapy.
Projecting.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Male dogs, even though they get fixed, it still doesn't cure the horniness.
You don't think it's going to stop his problem? I mean, okay, at all? No. At all?
No.
You don't think that's going to have any effect on the dog not having all of those chemicals coursing through his veins and telling him, why? You know, I need to breed. It's not going to have an effect?
Not at all. I've had 3 male dogs, never cured it. And I have 4 Australian Shepherds, and they're females.
Yeah.
And these ones, they go after each other. So it's just one of those things
that... Are you sure?
If you look at them from behind, you are seeing nothing there, right? Like, there isn't some mistake or...
No.
Surgeon's error. Okay. I don't know what to tell you about that.
Well, do they do other things like the marking and the spraying?
Yeah, does that still happen?
So the marking is is gone 100%.
Okay, that's a positive.
But it was more of like a, it's more of a territorial thing.
Oh.
Than just wanting to, you know, just mark everything. It was one of those things that this is his territory. He's marking it. Just so everybody else knows.
Okay.
But yeah, that went away. But other than that, you know, they still say the same. So if they still have that urge, they still want to do it.
Okay. Hey, dude, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. I'm so confused. We need to hear from more of you guys. Call us. Talk to more of you next. 0.3 The Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Frito and Katie here.
I'm just so confused.
Where's Bob Barker when you need him?
Well, rest in peace, sir.
Spaying and neutering is important. That's why he always talks about it.
I think it is. I don't know. Let's see what you guys think. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
I just want to chime in on the getting dogs fixed and stuff.
Yeah.
I had a Springer Spaniel years and years ago, and it took us about 8 years to finally get him neutered. And it's because our vet actually said, if you don't plan on breeding your dog at all,
right,
it's best to get them fixed because it can actually lead to cancer.
It can. Yeah. That's true. I don't think people realize that.
They have a higher chance, especially males have a higher chance of testicular cancer. Mm-hmm. So, in reality, if you're not going to breed your dog for any kind of purpose, there is no harm in it. It's actually a very simple procedure.
I mean, consult your vet, but I feel like I know what your vet's going to say, and you're right. I'm not talking about the breeder. That's fine. I do understand the feeling that you think your dog is going to resent you for it.
Hold it against
you forever. That's a you thing. That's not a dog thing. Yeah. But, like, yes.
It's a total human emotion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have a dog. I have a cat. They are both fixed. And none of them regret me for it. They're not mad at me for it.
They're not giving you the side eye.
You feed them.
They're not giving you the side eye. They're not going, oh my God, why did you do this to me?
Yeah, all is forgiven at the next meal.
Exactly. You're not having to go to therapy with this dog.
And as soon as they saw me.
They don't care.
And it does seem interesting, since Mark talked in the beginning about being so invested in his animal and having Zeus come with him everywhere. Don't you want him to live his longest life?
Yes, his best life.
That extends their lives.
It does.
Like, that's important.
You want your dog to be happy.
And to be around.
And content and alive. Yes. Yes.
Exactly. And it does. It really does actually help calm males down because they don't have testosterone.
They're not so dominating.
They're not like, you have to have this right now.
I cannot imagine what would be going on your little dog's head if you're just leaving him. I mean, he's going to be going insane. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as we got our Springer fixed, he did. He calmed down quite a bit. He wasn't
became a chill dog.
As hyper as a dog.
Yeah.
And he was a working dog. He was our hunting dog.
Working dog? I think he did become calmer.
Yeah.
I think it's a positive. And again, consult your vet. I'm not a vet. Katie's not a vet.
Go get your pamphlets.
Get some literature.
I mean, definitely, I could talk to the vet. You know, how safe is this procedure? What does it undergo? What is the best option for him if I don't plan on breeding him, if I don't plan on having puppies and selling them?
Hey,
kind of a thing.
You know, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you. You too.
Frito, Katie, the Bull, you're getting closer to a 4-pack of tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival, which opens tomorrow for 2025. Stick around.
And before that, we say goodbye to a 100-plus-year-old legend. Bill Belichick is having the worst week ever, and a mom genius that's, well, not so genius after all. The things you need to know now, next.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, two items being sold at Walmart to be on the lookout for. These are being recalled because they pose a risk of death.
Death?
A big one is the Mom Genius Retractable Safety Gate. As it turns out, not so.
Ooh.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that a child could get stuck in the opening between the gate and the floor.
Stuck? Stuck.
Which obviously you would not want to have happen.
Oh, wow.
Also being recalled is the Scripto Premium Torch Multipurpose Lighter, which they say could pose a risk of deadly fire and burn hazards.
Good Lord.
Walmart customers who bought the products are being urged to stop using them. And to get a refund, contact Mom Genius and cut up the mesh part of the gate and send them a pic.
Wow. Okay.
Which seems like a lot of work, but I don't know how expensive those gates are.
I mean,
sometimes they're pretty pricey.
That's the thing is, you know, the easy thing is, just stop using it. But I don't think baby stuff in general is ever inexpensive, right? Like, I mean, it's always...
Well, it's also always getting recalled.
Yeah.
For what it's worth. In other news, Loyola sister Jean died.
I saw this.
At 106. 106?
106 Jeez. Years old.
I mean, I knew she was like in her 90s.
One of the greatest super fans in all of sports.
Figure yeah. in college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt was the team chaplain for Loyola Chicago for decades, put in the spotlight back in 2018 as the Ramblers made a Cinderella run to the Final Four in the NCAA tournament. She'd pray with the team before every game, and you see her in the stands just relentlessly cheering them on. Loyola President Mark Reed said, "While we feel grief and a sense of loss, there is great joy in her legacy." She was just such a joy to see at basketball games and sporting events, but the same cannot be said for Bill Belichick.
No.
What is happening here? So much drama at the UNC.
This has been one of the most disastrous. Like, I mean, I can't even wrap my head around. It keeps getting weirder and it's
better. So first, earlier this week, the Hulu docuseries that was being created to document Belichick's first year.
Yes.
Scrapped.
That's not good.
Then there was like an avalanche of bad news. He allegedly kicked out an injured player. Told him he had to rehab on his own because he can't help the team on the field?
Yes. Took his keys. Just took
told him to come back in a year.
Yeah. And so that triggered a whole investigation.
Yep. Other reports said that the rats are leaving the ship as assistants have been talking with other schools about their next potential gigs.
Right.
NBC Sports said there was a potential exit strategy for Belichick?
Yes. Okay, this
and
is the best part.
And alluded to possible rules violations?
Yeah, he's found a way, a lot of this is rumors, is that he has found a way to mess up about every way you can mess up as a coach, all in the span of essentially a couple of months.
Now there's apparently a search for a mole, like whoever is leaking the information concerning the team's inner workings. And reports suggest it's far from a few people.
Oh, I'm sure.
But what's funny is they both, like, Belichick and the school, released statements assuring everyone that it's all good.
It's absolutely not all good.
And they posted it together. I'm fully committed to UNC football and the program we're building.
Right.
Coach Belichick has the full support of the Department of Athletics and University.
Mm.
So funny. And also the opposite of all the reports and rumors coming out of it.
Look, it's not possible that it's going well. It is not possible, which is crazy because, yeah, greatest coach of all time. Yeah. But, like, is it possible that that was more Tom Brady than Bill Belichick?
Well, you can't blame Jordan for any of this. That's all I know.
Unless she's the mole.
This is all him.
Unless she's the mole.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
All right, let's get down to it, shall we?
Our last four pack of tickets.
Yeah,
maybe.
To mine?
Maybe.
Oh, God, I hope not. But possibility. If you want to win your way into the Texas Renaissance Festival, stick around. Your chance is coming up next. Frito, Katie, The Bull, 713-881-5500. What is your favorite part of the Texas Renaissance Festival, Katie?
Oh, so many.
There's a lot to choose from.
Oh.
Is it the beer? Is it the winches? The turkey legs? That was a direct miss on the first.
Shows?
Is it the music?
I like the shows. They've got that juggling comedian this year.
Juggling comedian.
We saw the fire eater guy who's always
that
a bit freaky.
A bit upsetting.
Also, the shops are fun.
The shops are always super.
There's so much to enjoy.
There's a lot.
From people watching to food to everything in between.
And if you want to go, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. And for the last time this week, it is time for another round of Hardcore Bardcore. Famous songs from today, performed Renaissance style, and you just have to identify them. Now, not necessarily country songs. I want to make sure we establish that. These can come from any genre. We will play you a clip. It will sound like it came straight out of the Renaissance. Your job is to identify what the song originally was.
Title and artist?
Title and artist.
I guess we should say, too, it could be any genre and any time relative to today.
Absolutely.
Just not the Dark Ages.
Just, yes. Just not then.
There's a lot to play with in between, but.
713-881-5500. Call us. We'll play Hardcore Bardcore.
100.3 The Bull, where Frito and Katie. Hardcore Bardcore for
Hardcore Bardcore.
Texas Renaissance Festival. Mm. Just really trying to set the stage.
Yeah, get
for
you
tomorrow's kickoff.
Prepared. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Fernando.
Fernando.
Good morrow.
Huzzah. Welcome to Hardcore Bardcore. Are you ready to identify today's song, my friend?
I can try.
All right.
Hey, that's all we ask.
Yeah, that's everything you need right there. Let's begin. Remember, we need title and artist of this song. Fernando, what you got for us?
Man, it's gonna be completely wrong, but This Bar by Morgan Wallen.
No. Incorrect, Fernando. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Josie.
Hey, Josie. This is Hardcore Bardcore. Now, I'll say it again. This does not necessarily have to be a country song. So, don't go into this with any kind of biases. You're just going to try to identify it, title and artist. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It is a popular song.
Very, very popular.
Popular song.
Yes.
It was the Backstreet Boys. I'm sorry, NSYNC.
Oh. Okay, we're halfway there. What's the name of the song? I will play it again.
Sweet dance.
Yeah.
I think it was the title of the album.
Baby, now it's sweet. Baby,
come on.
I know that I can take no more.
It ain't no lie. It rhymes with that line. You out that door.
You bye, bye, bye.
Nailed it. Nailed it. Bye, bye, bye. Thank goodness. What a wonderful walk down memory lane. To a time gone by, and not the Renaissance Festival, the early 2000s, when life was simpler and music was fun.
And tips were frosted.
Oh, so frosted. So frosted. Catch a cold, they were so frosty. All right, 4 tickets for you to the Texas Renaissance Festival. How's that sound?
Amazing.
All right, hang on the line.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Herbie, take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. It's time to get it done and beat the Money Minutes. So, 10 questions, 60 seconds. We all know the rules. You can pass on the questions. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end. You cannot change answers once you give them. Does all of that make sense?
Yes.
All right, Katie, are we ready?
We're ready. What color is the M on the McDonald's logo?
Yellow.
What do you call the top number in a fraction?
The numerator.
Ted Kaczynski was one of the most infamous serial killers in the United States. He was also known as what?
Unabomber.
What is the name of the gray wizard in Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf.
What is the collective name for 6 states in the northeast of the U.S.?
New England.
The Commonwealth describes countries which were mostly former colonies of what nation?
England.
And Just Like That is the name of the reboot to what classic series?
Pass.
1/2 + 1/4 equals what?
1/2 + 1/4.
What fruit is used to make craisins?
Cranberries.
Pocket, light, color, and advance were all types of what gaming system?
Nintendo.
How did he do?
I'm going to give you Nintendo.
Yeah.
I was also looking for Game Boy.
That's what
but
I was
But it was
I, yeah.
the Nintendo Game Boy. And yeah, so yeah, yeah. I'll give that.
That is as close as you can
get. You just had one pass.
It was just the...
And Just Like That.
Can you identify it? Do you know it now that you've had a second to think?
No.
Sex in the City.
I have no idea.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City.
Yeah.
That is how close it was,
Oh, my
Kirby.
God.
Dang, son.
I feel like he's doing other things while he's doing this.
I know. Look, don't be... Sign up again. We will have you back.
We're going to take this thing down together. Woo!
TheBullHouston.com/contests.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Big day. Big day. Banana Ball making its return to the Houston area.
You keep saying this to me
I'm confused. I know what it is.
Do you not know
what the Savannah Bananas are? Like they just played like two nights at Dakin. And like sellouts. And you've never heard of this, have you?
I don't know how many more ways I can say I've never heard of this.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Before you catch on that I've never heard of this.
You're going to learn today. So at some point, the Savannah Bananas are just like a little kind of, not even a minor league team, like a you know, off-season college team. And they got the idea, why don't we just change the game itself to make it more exciting?
And by the game, you mean
actual
baseball?
The rules of baseball. Okay. So a couple of just big changes. There's a time limit. 2 hours, hard cap. That's how long the game is. No longer. They cannot start a new inning after 1 hour and 50 minutes. Instead of just counting all the points, each inning is a point. Like, you score runs to win the inning. You win the inning, you get a point. Most point wins. And also, they have a bunch of just kind of little quirky things. Like, there's no walks anymore. Like, if you get four balls, you have to sprint. And you can go as far as you can before every defensive player touches the ball, and then you can be tagged out. If they foul a ball off into the stands and you catch it, that person is out. Like, the player is out, so you can actively... There's a bunch of rules. And then they dance a lot.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, because of that, and the fact that it's really fun, they've been selling these things out everywhere. Like, they booked three straight nights at Florida State's football stadium. Three straight nights. They booked a night at Kyle Field coming up this May in College Station. 100,000 people to watch Banana Ball, potentially. Oh, yeah, and then they booked Constellation Field, which is the part I don't know what that's about. But, yes, you will have an opportunity to see some Banana Ball at Constellation Field. How do you get tickets? You have to sign up for a lottery.
Really? Why?
They will not
is that
even
just what they do?
They will not even sell them to you straight up, Katie. It will not even.
Wow.
That is insane.
That
yes, that is everywhere. And wow. I wasn't ready for this. I'm sure that's just the way it is. Some people probably have more experience with that than I do. But, yeah, they just straight up, they won't even, you get to enter the lottery until Halloween, basically. On Halloween, they email you back if you're fortunate enough to get your tickets. And then you get the opportunity to purchase some tickets to Banana Ball.
Wow.
Tell me that is not absolutely bonkers. But the takeaway from this is if you want to go to the show, I guess you better jump into the lottery really quick, shouldn't you? You can pick between any of them. They won't let you double register either, Katie, so you get to choose. Do you want to watch the Kyle Field show or do you want to watch the Constellation Field show? Don't ask questions. Get after the tickets. We'll see you on Monday.